FM, Claire Beck in for Fergal Darcy, and we are talking about weddings clashing with big events. There's a story online that a bride-to-be in the UK has refused to screen England's World Cup quarterfinal match against Sweden at her wedding, and she's also declared it a football-free zone and said no one's allowed to check their phone. And people are getting, some of the guests are saying that she's got a bit of an attitude about it and they should be allowed to look at it if they want. Alison got in touch to say, I remember my friend had her wedding during the Six Nations final a few years ago that Ireland was in. I felt so sorry for her, as right as they were making their entrance, everyone was inside in the bar. Everyone felt really bad afterwards. That kind of sounds like bad planning, you know, like they kind of go, oh, lads, can you maybe hold on, you know, everyone's in the thing, or just turn the tally off and be like, here, listen, your mates are out there. Can you please go in and clap them? Jack said, we had our wedding on the night of the last World Cup final. We knew it was then when we booked it, so we just worked the meal, etc. around it. We made sure there were big screens with it and so on. I think if something clashes with your wedding, you've just got to own it. And then Kev said, my wife and I are big tennis fans and purposefully had our wedding on Wimbledon final day years ago. We made the whole wedding tennis themed and it was such a laugh watching the final with our families and friends. That's so lovely. Francis, how's it going? You're not friends with a lad who's a big football fan.
Yeah, he's an Arsenal supporter. Now he's a parent of one of the lads that goes to school with my son. Mm-hmm. And the conversation I had with him and my wife and his wife ended up about weddings and bits and pieces. And it turns out that he was actually getting married. He was at the altar and he was checking his phone for the results while the match was on.
Lads, that is outrageous.
Yeah, but sure, look, some people have mad supporters.
I just think it's outrageous that his best man didn't surreptitiously check his phone for him and then be like, just scored there.
Yeah.
Just scored there. he shouldn't have had to do it. It's like it's his big day. He should have been allowed just gaze longingly into his partner's eyes while his best man or best woman was going, okay, it's still 1-1. I'll let you know if anything happens.
Yeah, they could have worked out some sort of hand signals. You know, nothing was going to be a Gaelic
absolutely
score or something like that.
we got a message in from Tony, who said the final game of the Six Nations, his best mate was getting married and he sat at the back streaming the game live during the ceremony. I mean, lads, come on. Francis, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you have a brilliant weekend.
You too. God bless you.
All right, cheers.